systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Travel Jazz, Wednesday, June 9th, 2001. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Sean, motherfucker!
What's up, man? How's everybody doing tonight? This is episode 359.
359?
Oh, my God! I know, shut up.
So, oh, my God!
The Wednesday night show, thank you all for joining us, of course. 406-204-4687. Call in live, say hi, talk to us about whatever we're talking about at the time, whatever. Or the chat, thejamhole.com/live is where you can watch all three cameras. Look at that.
Wow.
How are you, Sean? Go.
Pretty good. I just woke up and ate some pizza and bummed a cigarette and...
Nice.
Go.
Nice. Danny, how are you? Go.
Great.
Good. I'm good as well. Wonderful. So,
well, we didn't ask you how you were.
I asked myself, and that's all.
I didn't want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good thing this show isn't for you, isn't it?
Whatever.
So.
Anyway.
You've been living here for 5 days now? How long you been here so far, Sean?
Sounds like a good approximation.
I've been here almost... 3 years now? How long has it been? Over two, because we've been doing the show. Yeah, almost 3 years now.
I've been here for like a year and a half-ish.
And I've never actually started shit with any of my neighbors, I would like to just say.
Me either.
I've talked some shit about them. I've never actually gotten them to tattle on me. Sean.
Yes, sir.
Not a fan of little yappy dogs, are we?
Not a fan.
Me neither.
Me either.
I'm glad it was you and not me that got in trouble. So so what happened? The other morning, we both wake up, and the neighbor, you guys know, he's fucking kind of weird. The one that we always talk about maybe fucks his little chihuahua, and it's little chew-hiney.
Yeah.
And every time he's got his door open, the dog is just, like, ruthless. Like, and it'll run at you, and then it'll, like, think about it, and it'll run back, but the whole time it's, like, barking and shit. If the door is closed and the dog is in there and any sound gets made, just yapping. It's like an old lady
and
dog.
He leaves his door open quite a lot, so he can just leave the door open and let the dog run around, and he's just chilling in his chair.
Sometimes. Does he? Because
I've been doing it more and more.
Maybe he does that when I'm not here, because I've never... The only time I ever see it is when he's, like, going to walk it or when, you know, he's out and about.
And
I've
he's
never...
also a super morning person, because, like, he gets up
he's
and, like...
He's got weird hours.
Yeah, he, like, does his laundry at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because he'll have, like, the dryer going by the time I'm going to start my car in the morning. And that's, like, you know, 8
he's
o'clock.
A serial killer.
He's not a very good one. Yeah. But anyway, so the other morning, the dog, like, runs at us, and I just, like, ignore it, because I'm used to it by now.
Right.
What did you do, Sean?
Well, when the dog runs at me, I like to stand my ground firmly and bark or growl back at it so it runs away.
Because you're a dog, right? We're all dogs.
Straight up dog.
Straight up. Word, word. Know what I'm saying? So,
For show.
You assert your alpha male assertiveness. Alpha species over this little ass chihuahua.
And it runs back into the apartment.
Okay.
And so you stood there and went...
I did. I went rawr, 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 like that, and
so
it,
you
it ran away.
You barked at the dog that was barking at you.
Yes.
Seems fair,
right?
Seems
he barked
fair.
First,
and that was a couple days ago.
Well, and then he did it again this morning.
Oh, did you do it again this
well,
morning?
The first two it. Times, I just gave a face and just kind of, you know, just gave one of those what, you know,
go away.
Yeah, but then today I went as far as growling.
Nice. And,
I heard that in my sleep.
Apparently the neighbor did not appreciate that.
No. He whined to the landlord about it.
He actually called the landlord because you barked at his dog that was barking at you. How old is this gentleman?
Doesn't matter.
He's old.
He's older.
And he is a man, yes?
Yes.
As far as we know?
Yes. Allegedly.
So maybe kind of a bitch move on his part, huh?
Definitely a bitch move.
We have a name for that. What's it called?
Being a bitch.
Being a bitch. Tattletale. That's what that's called.
He just ranted and raved about how annoyed he was, about how rude and everything that he was.
So you got a phone call from the landlord? Because I never heard shit.
No,
you
he
told
was here.
Oh, the landlord was here.
Yeah, the landlord was coming here to talk to me about the rat thing.
Oh yeah,
if you guys don't know, we actually kind of have mice in our fucking
kind
wall.
Of no, we have a home. We have the fucking the Littles living in our fucking wall. Do you guys
Pretty
remember
much.
Do you guys remember the Littles?
Yeah. Yes,
they're in our wall right now.
Yes. So we talked to him about that, and he was actually coming here to talk to me to do that, or would get take care of that. Thank you.
Take care of the rats
that can't speak.
Take care of the Littles.
Right, take care of the Littles. And I heard him coming up, and the dude, the neighbor guy, was going downstairs and caught him as he was walking up the stairs and started bitching.
And you
the window's
heard this?
Open.
Oh, you heard it through the window?
Right,
nice.
Right. And so he was bitching about that.
So what'd he say?
He was like, this guy, he just came out of the house and turned and looked at my dog and was like, really mean. Yeah, it was funny. He was like, I couldn't believe it. It was so rude. He's like, what the hell? And blah, blah, blah. He was so offended. And then he was like, he was going out to smoke a cigarette. He's like, why don't they just smoke in their house?
Because
that's fucking
disgusting. That's why. We're human beings.
He's like, why don't they just smoke in their house? They could use incense to cover that shit up and blah, blah, blah. He's like,
fuck.
And they make a bunch of noise, and I don't even know how they do it because they don't even have a TV in their place, I don't think. And blah, like, shit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he was really, like,
yeah,
in a tizzy about it, huh?
It kind of pissed me off. I'm like, dude, you smoke in your house, and that's pretty gross.
No, it's disgusting, and we have a lot of equipment in here, so I don't want fucking cigarette. It's bad enough, like, getting the weed smoke in all this equipment, because it'll... That's what happened to Josh from the Big Mouse Podcast, his iMac, because that shit's all in the screen.
Yeah.
They opened up his screen, and it was covered with resin. Because he's smoking, and he just blows it at the screen and shit. That's why when I see him do it, I was like, can you know, don't do that. I mean, my whole computer's not in my screen, but it will eventually fuck it up. So it's just, it's gross. I smell every morning in my bathroom, the neighbor from downstairs, his cigarette smoke coming in there. And I fucking smoke. And that's disgusting to me.
Yeah.
And I do it. Like, it's so foul. And just, I've spent the night many times at people's houses where they smoke in the house. And you always wake up in the morning just like, just disgusting, dude. Like, way worse than just normal smoking. Like,
maybe that's why I have such a bad cough.
You marinate in that shit, and you just breathe it in all night, and that's no good.
And people that smoke in their house, they have a bad habit of smoking, like, right before they lay down, or, like, right when they wake up, or, like, still laying in bed and smoking. And that'll fuck up
that's
your
gross.
Fucking throat.
Yeah, and that's just gross. Like, yeah. I can't smoke in the morning until I get to work at least.
But so,
like,
yeah, dude, this guy fucking argues about it. And then the landlord comes up and talks to me.
So wait, what else?
He didn't even bring it up. I brought it up. I'm like, I heard the guy fucking bitching at you about us.
What else did he say, though? He said something about us smoking something else, maybe?
Well, yeah, that's kind of, yeah, he was like, I know they smoke pot and their incense can't cover that up or
well,
some shit.
Well, we're
like
not
that.
Using incense to try and cover it up because I like the way pot smells, but thanks.
I wasn't sure if he said to either smoke outside and incense will cover it up or to not smoke pot in the house because.
Yeah, and dude.
He said something about incense and covering something up, and I'm like.
Newsflash, neighbor, we're not the only people in this apartment complex that smoke weed.
Yeah,
neighbor, you may be the only one that lives here that does not actually smoke
besides
weed. So
me.
You can blow.
I'm the
me.
Only other loser.
You know, I'd very much like him to have said something to my face like a man.
Like, excuse me,
you know.
Sir, don't bark at my dog. And then you would have responded with a punch in the face.
Yeah, tell your dog not to bark at me.
Word. Seems fair, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, he's a little bit inconsiderate of his damn self because if he's just letting his dog wander around and fucking bark
at
people,
like,
that's fucked up. You know what? Teach your dog how to shut the fuck up every time I open a goddamn door.
How would he like it? How would he like it if we just let our cat out and our cat just went by his door and just fucked with his dog all the time?
Yeah.
We don't do that.
I don't leave my door open and let the cat just wander around, and she's definitely not going to run up to you and fucking meow, 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 meow. out, you know?
Yeah, and he knows it, too, because it happens when I'm doing laundry. If I open the laundry thing, the dog starts barking, so I slam it on purpose. Like, it's such a childish thing, but shut your fucking dog up, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, so the landlord didn't even bring it up, and then I asked him about it, and he's like, don't even worry about it. He's like, I don't even like that dog.
And the landlord has dogs, which
he's
is
like,
funny.
He's like, just get along. You know, that's all I want. Just get along. Yeah, but people with big dogs hate people with little dogs.
Is that how it is?
You
think he's the kind of homo that, like, rolls around in his car with his little faggot dog on his faggot lap?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need to seatbelt the dog in because the dog is firmly affixed to his cock.
I hear he's dying.
He's dying?
Yep.
Our neighbor is dying?
He might actually be moving out,
to an old folks home?
Probably.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he was diagnosed with diabetes type 2, which
is diabetes. Oh, man.
Yeah, but that's not something to make me feel fucking sorry for.
You know what we should do?
What?
Poor diet and alcoholism.
Yeah, that's your fault. But you know what we should do? We should get that Wilford Brimley distorted view, that diabetes clip to that fucking techno song where he's like, diabetes. And we should just crank the fuck out of that song on repeat and all just leave for like 5 hours. You know who else is dying?
Yeah, our roommate, Sean.
Me. I developed some sort of cardiovascular disease. And I cough horrendously, constantly.
Yeah. I was thinking Sean was going to be living with us for quite a while, but from the sounds of it, he ain't going to be around much longer.
So if you guys want to donate money for me to get some medicine.
Or just don't, and we'll let him die. Yeah. But
anyway, so he's also got this. He was actually out of work for a long time and in the hospital for quite a while. He actually has a degenerative muscle disease in his legs.
He is kind of weird looking. Have you ever noticed that?
It's eating his muscle tissue.
Really?
Yeah.
He's weird though. Like he moves kind of weird and like his face is weird. Like he's just a weird guy.
You know what? This morning I wanted to go out for a smoke and Sean was like just getting up and stuff. I wouldn't go out to smoke because he was out there with his stupid dog with his shirt off.
I won't either. I'll wait.
He was creepy.
Because I know the second that dog sees me, it's gonna run at me, it's gonna bark, and one of these times I'm gonna kick it down the fucking stairs. I'm not about, you know, being cruel to animals and shit like that. I know that's how serial killers start, but dude, 3 years of your dog fucking just driving me nuts?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll do it, man. We can only take so much.
It's annoying, man. I've only been here for a year and some, and I'm starting to fucking go nuts.
Right?
From it.
It's so annoying.
And I haven't done anything.
But the most annoying part
the first time someone does something, he fucking freaks out.
Yeah, right?
You know what? I haven't went to the landlord and been like, hey, our neighbor's dog will not
Every
shut
time
up.
We leave our house, we get barked at incessantly.
Yeah, I haven't went and complained
about it. We just deal with it. We ignore it. And if it really bugged me, I'd go to him and be like, hey,
your dog
is fucking annoying. Done, you know? But,
yeah.
Like, and you're older than we are, dude. You're supposed to be more mature. You fucking called the landlord and was like, their new roommate barked at my little faggot dog and they're smoking pot in there. Oh God, my diabetes is acting up. Hold on. I need an insulin shot.
But yeah.
Fuck him.
I have a pretty good impression of him too.
Do you? Let's hear it.
Okay. Excuse me, landlord. The neighbors, the new roommate was bleh. Most just courteous. Just courteous to my dog. My dog's feelings are hurt, and that diabetes and noise all the time.
Degenerative muscle syndrome.
Fucking bonitis.
Bonitis. I got boner bitchicitis. It means my body's eating itself because I'm such a little bitch. Oh, God.
Galactor963 says that you have the best Jew impression, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway,
I got warts all over my ass and
so
genitalia.
So fuck that guy. I hope to have a conversation with him soon. Maybe
can we call him out?
Us.
Can we
Let's
call him out?
All of us fucking
just
go
knock
talk
on the
to
door
him.
And be like, so, I hear you got a problem with us. Just for the record, we're all healthy. And then just like stare at him. Hey.
As Sean hacks up along.
Yeah, well, except for that guy.
Okay, well, we're both healthy. Sans an ovary. And this guy, who may need a lung transplant, thejamhole.com/fucking donate. Jesus Christ,
no, we should just go up to him and be like, hey, I hear you have a problem with us. Well, we have a problem with your dog.
We should roll up there and be like, so you got beef? My whole crew got beef. What? Nigga?
We all just start barking at him. How does it feel? Is it annoying yet?
Just sit there and just bark, like, just constantly. I'll record a bunch of dogs barking, and we'll set it out front of his door with some wireless speakers.
There you go. That's perfect.
And we'll just crank it over the top of diabetes. Oh, it'd be so awesome. Do you think that'd get us evicted, or do you think he'd leave?
I don't know.
What if we rolled over there and we just knocked on the door and he like opened his door and I just like lifted up my shirt a little bit to reveal the 9 milli, and we were like, have a nice day. And then just stare.
That would be good. That'd be good.
Awesome.
Anyway, I'm done with this subject.
All right. Well, hey, so you went to do a little work today, did you, Sean?
Yes, I had a little job interview today.
So what?
You must know, you fucking nosy prick.
Well, just making conversation. This is
talk
show.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, whose penis length is about 4.5 inches.
Sounds about right.
Shut up, Matt.
Around.
So, Sean, you're welcome.
Lover.
You're welcome.
Now, so
thank
what's,
you.
What's the gig? What are you doing? You emceeing more Jell-O wrestling?
Yeah. No, it's a very lovely lady from South Africa. So I throw that in there. Yes, she is white.
Wait, what? A South African that's white?
Yes.
So a slave owner?
Pretty much,
inappropriate,
yes.
Okay.
Well, anywho, she asked me to come be her little handyman on a couple of projects on her place, and I need a job, so it worked out smashingly.
Well, that's cool. Is it like a temp type of thing, or are you going to be like her new Mr. Belvedere?
Well, it'll probably be temp for a while.
That's my second 80s show reference this episode. I just want,
wow,
for those of you playing home alone at home. Along. Those of you playing along at home alone, thank you. The Littles and Mr. Belvedere. Fantastic.
So
is it good? Is it going to work out, or are you...
Yep, it will.
Like, what kind of work does she need done? Is she like a cougar that's just looking for a gigolo to just fill that gap in her life?
No, she's just a older gal, you know.
She owns...
Silver Fox.
Oh, yeah?
Looking for somebody to do some work on her house.
A little B. Arthur, maybe?
A little B. Arthur-ish, yeah.
That's cool. So,
but very charming with her accent and her extensive vocabulary of
good words. Oh, I bet. They're like
good words.
They're real proper. I mean, when all you do is sit around and boss slaves around, you know, you got a lot of time to be all proper and shit.
You gotta try to find new words to say work fast.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes the whip just don't cut it, huh?
The verbal whip.
The lyrical whip.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. So is it, how much work do you think you got there? Like, what kind of stuff is it? Like, remodeling, or are you landscaping?
Remodeling.
Really? Is it a pretty, Amham says, fill the gap? Smooth. Thank you. But is it, like, a nice place, or is it kind of all run down and you're going to make it?
It's an old-ass house that got converted. It was built in, like, the 1908.
Oh, it's one of those old homes on the east side?
And then it got turned into an apartment building in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm here to...
be the maintenance man?
Do some stuff to it.
Fix the leaky pipe?
Fix some plumbing, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
You know what would be cool?
What's that?
Is if that way, when you're done with it, and it's like this immaculate fucking awesome place,
we could just have her give it to us, the whole thing.
No, have her, you know, hook you up with, like, really cheap rent and, like, live there in town.
You could
keep
be her.
Work for her and shit.
Yeah, you could
you
be
trying
her.
To say you want me to move out?
I'm just saying
already?
If you want a nice place by yourself.
No, because it sounds like if you do a good job,
yeah,
you could offer her to be her live-in maintenance man.
See, this is why you don't sleep with your roommates. You do it one time, and then they're like, they're done with you. They don't want you there.
Well, we're actually taking applications for our next live-in fuck toy. I mean,
actually,
I mean roommate. Did I say
fuck toy?
I'm
trying to look out for you, Broham.
Yeah, do you want to live,
bros?
Do you want to live with us the rest of your fucking life? I mean,
doubt
come on.
He does.
Dude, I barely want to live with you guys for the rest of the fucking month.
The rest of the fucking night.
Dave Dog says you slept with Matt. Not today.
Not her.
No, not recently.
Not him. Wait, who are we talking about here?
Neither Matt or myself
nobody has
slept with
yet.
Sean.
Nobody has slept yet. Let's
with
just
Sean.
Sean is a virgin.
like a virgin. He's something like that. So I forgot to mention this on the Monday show, but we watched this pretty interesting TV show. It was called The OCD Project. Have you guys ever heard of this?
Brilliant.
And I was thinking...
So I remember I didn't go to sleep till like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I went to work dead fucking tired.
And they were like, so what? You up all night doing sex stuff? And she's
I was like, no, I was watching some OCD fucking shit.
I was taking notes. But oh my god, dude, this show. Like, at first I was like, there's no way this is real. This has to be like a parody show, right?
Right.
Are these people for real? If I don't turn this light switch on and off 1,000 fucking times, I'll die. I will.
And my family will die.
And everyone will die if I don't do this. I'm saving the world by being a weird neurotic fuck. And that's basically the show.
Well, like, the lady, she thinks that because she does certain things and her family is okay after that, it's kind of like a good luck thing. Like,
it's the whole correlation does not equal causation. That whole skeptical argument.
Right. Like, she's like, okay, if I do this and my family's okay, that must mean it's good. That way, I'm going to keep doing it because now it's good luck.
You know what? The weird thing about that, watching that show, it reminded me of when I was a kid. I would do stuff like that. I would be like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I will expect this result. Like, right. If I wanted a toy, I would do, like, a bunch of weird stuff, and then I would get a toy. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yes way.
And then you keep doing it, right? It's so
kinda
weird.
Kind of like jumping on the white-colored tile squares,
right,
because the gray or red or whatever color ones,
exactly,
were lava.
It's so weird.
Were hot lava, and you die.
Okay, I don't think that's an OCD, but okay. Same,
maybe that's
same
how it
idea
starts.
So, what was some of the real weird ones? There was one guy who was a little more than OCD, would you say? He maybe had some deeper underlying psychiatric...
Insanity?
Yeah, he was nuts.
He was schizo.
He was a schizo slash OCD, which is a pretty awesome combination.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
And then a chick who was real, like, anal about washing her hands all the time.
Yeah, like, had to wash them, like, every fucking couple minutes.
She was rubbing the skin off of her hands and her ankles and shit. It was so fucking weird. But so, the guy is like, I'm gonna cure all of you by slapping the shit out of you, telling you all to stop it. Stop it!
Yep.
Okay. And then exposing them to their worst fears. And I am so on board with this show.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get the next episode, dude.
These people have been babied their whole lives. They need this guy to just roll in and be like, okay, so what's your OCD? Well, I have to flip this on and off or everyone will die.
Stop it!
Next, what's your OCD? Well, my daddy raped me when I was a kid, so now I feel really dirty all the time, so I have to just wash my hands all... Dude! Stop it! All right, moving on.
What about the guy whose fear is that, like...
He'll murder
somebody or somebody will be murdered around him?
You, sir, just stop being a weird, creepy fuck. Thinking weird, nasty thoughts about people and everything will be fine.
Well, I just like how the guy came up and his answer to cure that was to dunk a plastic bag over somebody's head while they're all sitting at the table and act like he's murdering them.
That's so
right
awesome
in front of him.
I am so on board with this show. And then, but yeah, so he's... The dude starts interviewing people, trying to get ammunition for, you know, what they're going to do. So he's like, I need to know your worst fears and this and that. And then he sits in with the one-on-one, and he starts trying to get to the root of this problem.
Uh-huh.
And the first few, they were all molested. And I was like, of course they were. Of course.
I understand being molested and
of
having
course
the
you do
OCD. Shut the fuck up. I understand having that and then turning it into the hand-washing OCD thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're always going to feel dirty or whatever.
Right, right.
But, like, dude, she was nuts. Like, she couldn't even shake somebody's hand or, like...
How much of that do you think was act?
You know what?
I don't know, dude.
I would almost go as far as to say, I bet you everybody in this room has been molested.
I will bet you not.
Okay, well, me neither. Ha!
Right, guys?
I have to go wash my hands.
Oh, God, dude. He's actually going.
Awesome. But yeah, so.
I have to drink water.
Shut up. You can't talk. Yeah, you can't talk when you're over there. Okay, so, yeah, awesome show. I can't wait to see these people all just fucking kill themselves.
Matt,
that's
have you
where
been
it's
molested?
Going. No, I did some good solid molesting when I was younger, though.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you molest?
You know, just random people here and there.
How did you molest
the neighbor's
them?
Dog.
Girls, I mean, random girls here and there. Did I say people? I meant girls. Random chicks.
Random dogs.
Random animals. Random bitches. No, but I don't know. I'm interested to see if this guy, if he can really actually make a difference. It will just go to show you that you really don't need any medication or anything. You just need someone to smack the shit out of you and be like, look at yourself. You're being a fucking idiot. Now stop it. Problem solved. So we're going to make a YouTube video. We're going to do the OCD Project jam hole style. It'll be pretty awesome. So you guys can look for that on the YouTube account.
Should we give them a little sneak peek?
No.
Yeah, you want to start us off?
Well, my obsessive compulsive disorder.
What's your name?
Sean. Sean Lyrical.
Okay.
First and last. Thank you.
And why are you here with us today, Sean Lyrical?
I have obsessive compulsive disorder because I wasn't molested. And basically, I have to fuck every girl that even feigns interest in me, or I'll die.
That's interesting. Now, have you ever tried to not fuck a girl that pretended to be interested in you, just to see if you really would die?
Yes.
And did you die?
No, because I fucked her anyway.
Okay, interesting. Well, my name is Matt, and I have a kind of an embarrassing little OCD. I have to actually jerk off twice a day, or I'll die. That's
or
right.
You'll die,
truth.
Or
trust.
Maybe your dick will
ever,
just fall off.
Have you ever tried not jerking off?
Yeah, I did actually once.
And what happened?
I decided that was ridiculous, and I didn't want to die. And I jerked off, and I survived. Mm. And I made it, because I'm a survivor. I'm not just going to give up.
That's he was right. actually upset off. Today because he came home and couldn't jerk off because you were here.
I know! You're fucking with my system. Well, I had a good system going. I would get off work, I would come home, I would jerk off twice, and then, you know, do whatever else.
I think you should quit your bitching, considering your girlfriend has been, like, sleeping with you a lot more now that I'm living here, for whatever reason that is. I'm not
what,
sure.
What is that reason?
I think just
the
I'm
thought
just
of
so
a-
fucking sexy that just be her just being near me turns her on a little
is
bit.
Is it the all of the increased testosterone in
yes.
the room, perhaps?
Although I do think the novelty will wear off once she becomes acclimated to being around somebody just so unrighteously beautiful.
Pretty soon we're going to have to get like a bodybuilder in here just to like offset the levels even more because she'll be all like used to this baseline.
No, I think it's because I'm getting ready to come up on my period.
Oh, nice.
That could be it.
Mark
too.
Your calendars, listeners. Mark them. It's on.
Yeah. So there's some of that.
All right. Well, moving on here. We've got some interesting updates coming out of the Gulf oil leak. So, you know, the latest news, they capped it. Still a bunch of oil leaking, whatever. Well, earlier today, apparently, this lady, Samantha Joy, of the University of Georgia in Athens, spoke of what they're finding now. She said that methane concentrations in a giant underwater plume emanating from the wellhead are as much as 10,000 times higher than background levels.
Oh, my God.
Methane, dude. That's that's not good.
Not even methane. Not even once.
The caustic meth. Ain't. Not even once. The consequences of this for life in the Gulf are unknown. We don't even know what's going to happen. But you know what? Methane fucking stinks, dude. And I'll tell you something. If that plume makes it to the surface or whatever and bursts and all that methane goes into the atmosphere, it is going to stink so fucking bad.
People are going to cough just like Sean.
And it's going to fuck some more shit up, so that's pretty awesome.
Isn't
thanks,
methane...
BP.
Isn't methane in your farts?
Probably.
Yes,
the majority of your fart is methane, right?
Yep, methane gas.
So this is like the whole world farting at once.
Pretty much.
That can't be good.
Wow. What a concept.
Samantha was one of the first scientists to discover deep water plumes emanating from the ongoing spill and recently returned from a 2-week research expedition on board the research vessel, the F.G. Walton Smith. Quote, "It's an infusion of oil and gas that has never been seen before. Certainly not in human history," she said today. "That's awesome, BP. You've created, like, this mega Godzilla oil spill." You know what they're going to create? Do you remember the movie The Fern Gully? Do you remember the big black pollutant?
Yeah.
You just made the black Hexus. Pollution. You just created Hexus. Thank you, BP. How are you going to clean that up? You going to just cap it?
Please let Tim Curry play the voice because he was great.
That would be so
Hexus.
Awesome.
They're going to let
oil and grime. I was like, yes, please.
They're going to send Tim Robbins in bat form with a couple of fairies.
Oh, that would be so awesome, dude. Could you imagine? Oh, save us. No, you won't. Go away. The plume.
Love.
Toxic love.
Oh, man. That would be so. How awesome would that be, dude, if it just like was like, it's showtime, all Beetlejuice style, and then just started singing and just wrecking shit?
That'd be great.
Oh, thank you, BP. The plume is more than 24 kilometers long, 8 kilometers wide, and 90 meters thick. Stretches from 700 to 1,300 meters below the surface, south-southwest of the collapsed Deepwater Horizon wellhead. Nice job, BP. Whee! Just, like, continuing to just kill it, but not in that good way of, like, you know, when we go out and rap, we fucking kill it. Like, you're killing it. Like, the planet. The whole thing. Thank you.
Good job.
Moving on here. This is awful. Do you know what the latest tactic in, The Taliban's arsenal is? This is so fucked. Any idea?
No,
you're getting completely defeated. You have to resort to desperate measures, right? Desperate times.
Okay, so tell us, what are they doing?
Well, they are using hidden needles to infect British troops with the HIV.
Really?
That's not cool.
Give me an I. No, that's totally not cool, because you know what? Those guys are going to come back to the mainland. They're going to go like, it's party time. I'm back from war. Time to go get some strange. And now we all have AIDS.
Okay, my question
Thank
is,
you, Taliban.
How are they using hidden needles? Like, what the fuck is that?
Well, Sean, I'm glad you asked. Hypodermic syringes are hidden below the surface, pointing upwards to prick the bomb squad experts as they hunt for devices.
Ah, well, where'd they get the AIDS?
The heroin needles. Answer your question.
Enough
okay.
said.
No,
sorry.
Thank you.
Continue.
The heroin needles are feared to be contaminated with the hepatitis and the HIV. And on top of all that, if the bomb goes off, the needles become deadly flying shrapnel.
Cool.
Fucking A, Taliban. Wow, guys.
Good job.
Is this, would you say, in accordance with or not the Geneva Convention?
No.
Does this fall under the lines of acceptable wartime behavior?
No.
Negative.
Who determines what is it? I mean, war is hell. Raw is war. War is hell,
yeah.
Basically. So if you can bomb us, we can give you AIDS, right?
Well, they didn't ever, yeah.
I mean, is that fair's fair, or...
I guess. Yeah. I mean, all's fair in love and war. If you can give somebody AIDS out of love,
fuck
you, give them war.
Give
them AIDS
hell.
Out of war.
Shit.
Yeah.
The tactic has been used in the Afghan Badlands. Are you okay?
I think they should just come culture my lungs and fucking use that against the British.
Christ.
Fuck.
Will you start saving everything you cough up for me? I want to, like, take a picture of it and put it online.
Okay, we'll make a mucus man.
That would be so awesome. The tactic has been used in the Afghan Badlands of Hemlin and was exposed by Tory MP and ex-Army officer Patrick Mercer. Conservative MP Patrick Mercer, former Army officer, exposed the tactic saying, quote, "Are there no depths to which these people will stoop? They said this is the definition of a dirty war." Well, I think war in and of itself is the definition of, you know, all that is dirty and, you know, just not good. So, I mean, what's the difference if we fucking fly unmanned aerial vehicles that you can't even see or hear until you're dead, or you guys are hiding, like, they don't have technology like we have, so they got to do something, right?
Right.
They're getting their asses kicked. We're living there. We took over your land. That's our land now. We own Afghanistan. So, like, you would do that, right? You would do whatever you could to fight for your land, especially because they made this a religious war. That was mistake numero uno.
Oh, yeah.
So these people are going to, you know, do whatever they can. So you can't really be like, oh, my God, we're so surprised that they're giving us AIDS with X old heroin needles. Like, yeah, well, it's war, dipshit. You're fucking going over to their land and fucking living there and taking it over, so...
And doing whatever you want.
That's kind of... Be thankful they haven't started giving their Afghan hookers the AIDS, because you'd all be fucked. Am I right, or am I right?
They probably already...
I don't think they have hookers in Afghanistan, Matt.
What do they have? Just women?
Kind of, over there, women are treated like property.
Oh, okay, so, like I said, they just... Well, that's not very nice.
And they will stone a hooker to death.
Fucking A, they would.
Because then they're considered filthy. They're dirty. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
You know what?
Bitches won't even remarry, a chick.
M-Ham says, well, at least it's not the Y2K bird swine mad cow flu. What's a little AIDS between friends?
Good old-fashioned AIDS. Tried and true.
But yeah, dude, fucking once a woman is, like, married and has that fucking cherry popped, if her husband dies, nobody else will fucking marry her.
Nope, and actually, I did show notes a long time ago on a clinic that had opened up in France. Do you remember that at all? That was doing these hymenoplasties. These women were so scared that they were going to France, getting their twats fixed, and then going back. Just
so
that they wouldn't.
You're like, I'm a virgin. Yeah,
that's fucked up. Like you see all of this fucked up shit that, and that's considered their normal day to day living. And then they start trying to give you AIDS. You're like, whoa.
I know.
Inappropriate. Like you
should. This is a friendly war, you asshole.
Yeah, right.
That's serious.
We just want your oil and to have your country. That's all.
Serious.
So, not only syringes, but razor blades are also being buried as the Taliban use increasingly despicable tactics. I don't know. It's bad, it's fucked up, but I have a real problem that they're like, this is despicable, but what we're doing is, you know, the American way. Like, I don't know. I have a problem with that for some reason. That just rubs me weird.
It's fucking war.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. In war, I think anything goes. You do what you gotta do to win. If you're not
all
willing to do that...
All is fair in love and war.
That's right. If you're not willing to do that, don't start the fucking war to begin with.
It's just fucked up, because that's just how history and the media tries to portray war and, like, leaders as noble and righteous and gentlemen. Really, dude, you can't pretend that soldiers aren't running around fucking raping villagers.
Like in the
Tudors. Killing people, killing babies, fucking blowing up buildings with all kinds of innocent people in them. It's fucking war.
It's just like we saw in the latest episode of the Tudors, the new season. They're, like, going to war against what, Spain or France?
France.
They're trying to knock that castle down. And, like, King Henry, he's all getting sick and dying because, you know, he's almost dead in the time of things. And, like, he's sitting there the whole time. He's not in the train. He's not doing anything. I mean, obviously, he's the king, but it's funny that he's doing nothing. And then it's, like, months and months of fighting and everyone's dying and getting jarred and getting sick and just, you know, a miserable time. Then the wall finally falls, and he's like, I've done it! Like, really, dude? You've done jack fuck all for anything. Everyone out here starving. You're in your big fucking carnival tent eating feasts, you know, fit for a king, but it's weird, and it's like that here now. That, you know, it's, I don't know, whatever. It's stupid.
Yes.
This is stupid.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree with you, Sean, that it's interesting to read the story and how they're, like, trying to spin it, like, look at these dirty, disgusting Afghanistanians and their dirty war tactics, mm-hmm. and here's mm-hmm. the majestic MPs who are saying that this is dirty and horrible, and it's like, meanwhile, you know, like you said, they're running around raping and doing whatever.
I mean, I'm not all of them, but
no,
I'm sure there's a little
not.
Rape.
But yeah,
there's a little rape going on.
Let's be honest, there's a little rape. There's been videos released of a little rape. Okay, I mean, come on.
I know, and that rape was fucked up. They're just doing it to prisoners, like sticking shit in them for the fuck of it.
MM says, I get a feeling they don't like us. Yeah, just a little. Protective Kevlar gloves have been issued to all the Royal Engineer and Royal Logistic Corps bomb search teams. Lieutenant Colonel David Southall said improvised explosive devices remain a tactic of desperation and last resort. Do they, Lieutenant Colonel? Perhaps they're just a tactic of a third world fucking country that lives in the fucking dirt, and all of a sudden here come us with our guns and all our, you know, technology and shit. Like, they did what they could. It's not their last resort. It was their only resort, you know?
Latest resort.
They're like, well, we can use the weapons we bought from the Americans back when we were friends, and then when those run out, well, we'll have to go back to our IEDs, you know?
And then when that runs out, we'll just have to throw rocks at them.
That's right. Sticks and stones. quote, the Taliban know they can't take us on and win in a conventional toe-to-toe fight.
Well, duh.
What's conventional? Their rocks and our fucking P-90s? Like, that's fair fight, right? That's mono.
Did you know it's the year, like, 1378 over there?
I know, exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
They're, like, trying to challenge us to a duel, and we're, like, taking them out with UAVs and shit. Like, really, guys? That's not fair. While they resort to some pretty despicable IED emplacement tactics, he added. So
I think they're clever.
It is, right? I mean,
my father works over there, and he actually told me a story about how they do their UEDs. They're RPGs.
Indulge us.
Okay. What they do is they tie the fucking rocket to a tree, okay?
Then is this serious? This is for
real, like, intel shit.
Oh, word.
Okay. They tie it to a fucking tree. Like, they're outside of a base. They find a tree. They tie the rocket to a tree. Say they don't have the launcher. Then they get a fucking bucket, and they put a blasting cap in the bottom of it. Okay.
Really?
Then they have a detonator cap on top. And so what they do is attached by a string, and the detonator cap floats.
Right.
So they poke a hole in the bucket, and then they leave. And then, like, 2 hours later, when all the water drains out and the cap hits the fucking detonator.
No shit.
The rocket fires off the tree at the angle they tied it at.
Right.
Hopefully it hits something.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Pretty good. So you give cavemen rockets, and they'll figure something out, dude.
No shit, huh? Well, good luck to everyone that's over there.
Amham says rap battle them.
We should rap battle them. Honestly, if America and all of our allies, if it was like, we have a problem here, we're going to go there, we're going to end it, and we're going to come back. If we really wanted to do that, do you think we would have done that? Like, we could have destroyed that place.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we took our time. We moved in. We settled. We're living there now. It's our place now. Right. Like I said, we've populated New Middle America.
And that was the point.
But now they're saying,
that was,
like,
the point.
Right. So why are they treating it like they're like, well, they're resorting to all these last chance tactics. Like, we've been there for 20 fucking years almost, dude. Like, no shit. That's so mind-blowing to me.
I think the next phase is concentration camps. That's why they're trying to further demonize these people.
That's amazing.
Danny?
What?
What do you think?
I don't care.
You would if you had somebody you loved over there, I bet.
I might. Actually, I've got some family and shit over there, so I kind of should care.
But you don't, so fuck you. You don't really care about much, do you?
I do.
I love you. Thank you.
But
all right, well, moving on. This is right up Sean's alley. Sean.
Yes.
The man in the story, his name is also Sean, spelled the same way yours is.
Lovely.
Sean used a large dildo to repeatedly whack a woman over the head in a dispute over a dog. Weird, huh?
Awesome.
Now, let me fill in the words I left out. Sean Burke used a large dildo to repeatedly whack a woman over the head in a dispute over ownership of a pet dog.
Mm.
Hmm. He wore a leather gimp mask during the attack.
No kidding.
It's a good disguise. I saw that first line. It was weird because, like, you were totally attacking me with a huge dildo just the other day.
I was.
And then, you know, earlier today you got into a
That could be considered assault with a deadly weapon now.
That was.
And that dildo that we have is a deadly weapon.
Fuck. Dude, if that thing even fell off the fridge as you happen to walk by, it would give you a concussion.
You'd break your collarbone.
Fucking A.
Be laid up for weeks.
Completely.
It'd be pretty painful.
This guy, he stole a leather, or not a leather gimp mask. No, he stole the small Lhasa Apso. What? Lhasa Apso? Is that a dog?
Lhasa Apso?
That's a dumb dog. He stole the small Lhasa Apso dog called Apso. What?
Wow.
It's my Lhasa Apso named Apso. Isn't he cute?
No.
I'm going to whack you over the head with a dildo and steal it.
You should Google image that fucking kind of dog. I'm curious.
While I'm in my leather gimp mask, I'm going to hit you in the head with my large dildo, knock you out, and steal Apso, who is your Lhasa Apso dog. He took it to a nearby park, taped it to the trunk of a palm tree by the neck, and he killed it.
He killed the dog?
He stole her dog. He hit her in the head. He went in his bedroom. He got his leather gimp mask and his large dildo, purple. And then
amazing.
He went to her house. He was like, Apso, come here, boy. Apso. He took it. Tied it to a tree by the neck and killed it. Fantastic. The judge described the facts of Burke's case as grotesque and said the assault on the woman had severe emotional consequences for her.
I just got beat the shit out of by a guy who stole my dog, killed it, and beat me with a dildo.
By a dude in a leather gimp mask. He knew my dog's name. What's your dog's name? It's Apso. He's a Lhasa Apso.
A Lhasa Apso.
Oh, people and your dogs. What the fuck?
Beat up with a dildo.
This man was 40 years old. He's a diesel fitter. He pled guilty to 5 charges, including burglary involving assault, causing bodily harm with a ding-dong, and stealing and killing a dog at night.
Now, was
As opposed to, you know, in the daytime.
Now, was it the woman's dildo that he found and beat the shit out of her with?
I would be interested to see.
Did he pick that up all on the way?
I'm going to say he's already rocking the leather gimp mask. It was probably one from his personal collection, you know? He probably, you know. He's like, which one? Which one? Ah, the for real dough.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Yeah, 40 years old. Really? What? It's a dumb dog named Apso. Really? Like, is that worth it? You're going to jail now. Would you ever do that to somebody?
I think I should do it to the fucking neighbor over there. That's a brilliant idea.
Besides him, though, like, over, I don't know. If you were married to somebody and you were like, this is our dog, and then you got divorced, like, would you just kill the dog? Like, that's fucked up. Are those dogs worth, like, a lot of money?
I'm sure they are.
It sounds like
they're
it, don't
worth
it?
Hundreds of dollars,
Apso,
probably.
Apso, the Lhasa Apso. What a fucking idiot. All right, well, here's an interesting study moving on here about lesbians.
Oh, wonderful.
Lesbians.
You're so funny, Matt.
I was funny. If lesbians have kids, these kids have fewer behavioral problems, the study says. Do you know why? I can break this down for you in like 3 sentences. Do you know why?
Why?
Because lesbians don't give a fuck and they will beat a kid's fucking ass. That's why. If a kid acts up, they will fucking beat that kid's ass. They're like dudes. They will just smack that fucking kid. And that's why their kids behave. If you had 2 chicks and one was a butch dyke and the other one was also a butch dyke, like, would you fucking get out of line?
You're not going to get 2 butch dykes.
Oh, is that like south and south? They just repel?
Yeah, that's like a no.
What's the opposite?
You got to have one more. You got to have a dominant and the
submissive?
Yeah, you got to have a dominant and a submissive.
Is that really how? Come on, guys. That's not really how it works.
Well, it's not how it works in the porn I have on the computer here.
Well, life isn't how the porn is on your computer.
Well, I'm just saying, if that's not how it works, and
to live together
it's not
and
hot.
Be with somebody, you can't have someone that's just like you.
Oh. Well, then
you know
quit
I mean?
Being so stubborn.
Quit being a dick.
quit being a dick.
But once you are with somebody, especially after living with them, you tend to take on some of their characteristics.
Quit being a dick. That's where you got that.
Now, I'm not agreeing with Matt. I'm just saying what I learned in college.
Interesting.
In my interpersonal communication class.
Really? What did you get your doctorate in there, college guy?
Well, I'm only in my first semester. So,
oh, right. You know. I forget that's a 101 class, right?
I distinctly remember that part of the class, though.
Nice. The study published Monday in the journal Pediatrics followed 78 lesbian couples who conceived through sperm donations and assessed their children's well-being through a series of questionnaires and interviews. Funding for the could you follow around 78 lesbians like they're cut the whole couple, a couple of lesbians? Could you just do that? 78 of them. That's so many.
Yeah.
Interesting phone call or a text.
Yeah.
You want to share that with the rest of us?
Sure.
What's this say?
Blah, blah, blah. Do you believe everything you hear on TV? The government did it anyways. Fucking Obama administration.
Who are you talking to during the show when you should have your cell phone off?
I'm arguing about the oil spill in Florida.
With who?
Nobody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A nice. Friend of mine who's in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah? How's he enjoying the oil?
It hasn't hit that part of Florida yet.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and he says he thinks there's a way to stop it. I'm like, have you seen it recently?
There's no stopping this. This is like a big giant glob of nanites,
like, man. They think they found a way to stop it. I'm like, I don't know if you keep up on it or anything, but I check up on it quite a lot, and it's still pumping out pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
And if you look at the satellite images, it's not stopping. It's just spreading.
Don't stop. Won't
He's
stop.
He's like, don't believe everything you hear on TV. I'm like, it's not TV. It's like a billion different news sources and fucking satellite imagery. Okay.
That's right. We got fucking CTU's satellite sinks. Just
you know what they're
going to
do? They're going to wait till it runs out, and then they're going to cap it and be like, yay, we stopped it.
We Woo! Finally did
we
it.
We saved the world.
Baby. Stopped yeah. it with 2 gallons of oil left in
Yay.
It.
Yay. Why is the ocean completely black?
Oh.
Like, all of it. All of the ocean is black now. Thank you. So, well, all right. So, yeah, lesbians, if you have kids, you beat the shit out of them because you're dykes and your kids will behave. So, moving on. A girl here performed an at-home abortion.
Nice.
Here.
Well, not here.
Oh.
Not at my house, thank God. A 30-year-old man, he has been arrested for his role after a 13-year-old girl gave herself an abortion using a blank.
Wire coat hanger.
No.
Shop vac.
No.
Spoon.
Plunger.
No.
Stick.
No.
Pencil.
A pencil.
Wow.
You're not getting any points for
How
that.
How did
that
she
horrible.
Do that?
I know, right? I was totally, I as soon as I said that, I was like, the first answer is going to be coat hanger. And you both did it. Thank you. Yeah.
Pretty standard, an at-home abortion.
Yeah, right?
The coat hanger.
Burger says firecracker. Stairs, Amham says.
Meth, anybody?
Meth, anyone? Bueller, anyone? Another,
just as good as the coat hanger.
Michael James Lisk has been charged with rape and concealing the death of a child. Do you think it was like the same, like he raped her and then hid the child?
So this is a local person.
Right.
Can we hear that name one more time?
No. It's from Northeast Pennsylvania. Hit ahead, heard.
Oh.
Those people are all related up there, right? Isn't
was it
that
his
where
sister? Was it his little sister?
That's where the hills have eyes. It's up there in the Appalachians.
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 Hit ahead, heard. The state police were alerted to the case on Sunday after staff at the hospital treated the girl who said she conducted the, quote, home abortion on herself using a lead pencil last Wednesday. You know, if she wanted to just poison the kid with lead, she could have just waited till it was born and then gave her a bunch of those Shrek Disney cups.
Yeah,
been like,
but
hey.
They're too big to flush at that point.
Oh,
why
shit.
Would you want to wreck your pussy,
That's true. Well, no, that's why she used a pencil. It's small, nice and tight.
But you were saying to go ahead and have it.
Oh, well, yeah, in that case, yeah, you wouldn't. That'd be a horrible thing to
Get
do.
Rid of that thing.
But so is putting chemicals on kids' toys, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give it to him.
She subsequently became...
Let the children die.
Just like Decisive said. I don't think that's what he was talking about.
Maybe I think it is.
She subsequently became violently ill. She became violently Jay and began having contractions like can't and don't and won't stop before ultimately delivering a baby at her residence. Oh, so she gave birth to it, then stabbed it with the... Oh, cool! Really?
Shit. That's not an abortion. That's fucking...
That's brutal.
That's brutal.
Fucking brutal, guys.
That's murder. That's pretty much murder. No, the girl had been in contact with the 30-year-old dude, Lisk, while she was in labor. Lisk allegedly arrived at the residence and removed the baby in a plastic shopping bag, later burying it in a woodland area, along Middle Creek Road. The baby's body was later discovered by State Police Forensic Services Unit, CSI Nick Stokes. During their investigation, police learned that Lisk had been having a sexual relationship with the girl since... June of 09. Oh, no.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The girl believed he was the father.
Of course she did.
I just want to say, Chris Hansen, you really dropped the fucking ball on this one, buddy. Where were you?
Man, what the fuck? He was busy in Haiti making his fucking documentary.
I guess.
That's a sad thing to happen. An autopsy on the baby is scheduled for later this week. We'll televise it on Ustream. The girl is still receiving medical treatment, of course. So.
Oh, God. I just got an image of that dog, finally.
Burgers.
And they're really ugly.
Are they?
Yeah.
Where's the link?
Burgers says extra points for that.
Well, it depends on how they cut their hair. Some of them are cute.
Is it like
really
one
long.
Of those? Is it one of those faggy little Edward Scissorhand dogs that all the ladies were like, "Oh, Edward, cut my dog's hair."
Here, I'll put a link to it in the chat so you guys can see this fucking thing.
Bear Kid says, "Matt, where do you find this stuff?" Lyrical, thank you. The internet, the world, IRL. I find this stuff IRL, in real life. That's where I find this stuff.
This dog looks like a fucking mop.
If that dog came at you and was all barking, like, would you deal with it?
No.
Or would you totally assert your alpha dog dominance?
I'd probably grab it and wipe up any nearby spill with it, dude. Have you seen this fucking thing?
Here's another one. This one's not as bad. Like I said, it depends on how you cut their hair, I guess.
Sean.
Wipe up any...
How do you... Oh, man. You have to be on the show every time if you live here. That's the law. So, well, best of luck to both of them. They should get married and try to have another baby.
Woo!
You're 30. She's 13. Come on, the fuck.
Isn't that kind of like off of South Park? I'm only 12, and you're like 29,
yeah.
Skyler.
That's Skyler.
Yeah.
But babe, I love you.
But I love you. I'm in a band, and we totally rock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, got a couple more stories for you here. Yes, please.
Amham says... Get a bunch of those dogs and throw them in the Gulf. Problem solved.
BP, get BP on the horn now. We got it, dude. That's so fucking
good job.
Have a solution.
Everyone, every snotty ass rich fuck that has one of these dogs, quick. We need your help. Save America.
America.
Do it for the kids.
America.
For the kids. Come on. So,
keys.
All right.
Hey, well, you know what? Even if that were true and it would help, they still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you'd need a lot of dogs.
No. I mean, like, the owners would be like, no, I'm not giving him up. He's part of the family.
You mean Aslan or Lopso Opso?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they totally do that.
Speaking about weird, freaky sex with 13-year-olds. No, not with 13-year-olds, but this is kind of fucked up. Thurston County Sheriff's deputy tasered a man not once, but two times early this morning after he interrupted the man having blank with a woman outside a home.
Butt sex.
Butt sex.
It was
Thank
not.
Thank you. It was
Great.
Absolutely butt sex.
It nice. Was not.
It was. Absolutely butt sex. Patrick Bergen, 21, of Yelm, was placed under arrest on suspicion of third-degree butt sex. According to Chamberlain, the incident began around 2 a.m. when a deputy was responding to a complaint of loud music and butt sex outside a resident. As the patrol car approached the residence, its lights passed over a couple having butt sex on the lawn. The couple began to put their clothes on, and the deputy approached them to ask for identification. The woman, who was with Bergen, screamed and tried to run away. Bergen approached the deputy and ignored commands to sit down. Both the man and the woman appeared, quote, highly intoxicated.
I bet.
The deputy believed that Bergen was taking an aggressive stance. Could you demonstrate for us what is an aggressive stance, per se?
Like face-to-face talking or butt sex?
Let's do talking first, then butt sex.
Okay, well, I guess.
Show me an aggressive stance.
Okay.
For all the live listeners here.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Hey, stop having butt sex. Shut up, dude. That's not an aggressive. Now show me the one for butt sex.
Oh, God.
Lovely. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Lyrical. Very nice.
Thank you. There's one thing I do know, it's aggressive butt sex positions.
Right. He believed he was in an aggressive stance and believed that he would be assaulted, so he shot the barbs from his taser at the guy. The guy ripped the barbs of the taser from his chest. Is that just alcohol or is that some PCP involved? Like, can you do that just drunk? If I tased you, could you just rip that shit out?
If I was Ronin from Stargate Atlantis.
Okay, let's say there's no such thing as Stargate Atlantis or the Pegasus Galaxy.
I wouldn't want to live in a world
where there's
like,
no.
Yeah, like that. No.
Perish the thought. Oh, man. Could you do that, though? Are they that powerful, or could you just easily rip them out?
You could grab them and rip them out,
just
I guess.
That high?
People have done that.
Well, but they've all been high on PCP. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
I guess maybe they didn't say he was just drunk. They said highly intoxicated. That sounds like PCP, huh? I was highly intoxicated running naked down the street. He ripped him out, kept walking towards the deputy. He reloaded the taser and shot it again. The taser struck him in the arm, and he was subdued and placed under arrest for third-degree butt sex. So... that's pretty awesome. Like, that's hardcore, right? To rip those out. What are those voltages for the cops' tasers? Like, that's a lot,
that's
right?
It's probably pretty high.
It's like
dude.
A stun gun, like Ronin, yeah. Set to stun. Right? The Chamberlain said Tuesday that it's very unusual for a person to be able to rip the barbs from a taser off his or her body while receiving an electrical jolt, unless, as Matt said, they are high on the angel dust. So... moving on here. Last one for tonight. This is awesome. At a white wedding, police arrested a Georgia man Sunday after officers said he exposed himself from a boat during a wedding.
All right.
Police say Downey Deese, 26. Deese nuts. I don't
all
know.
Right.
Was on a boat. On a motherfucking boat when he allegedly pulled down his swimsuit and showed his Howard Stern private parts to the whole wedding.
I'm on a boat.
He was on a boat with his Howard Stern private parts. And he showed all of his parts to the wedding party and the guests. The attorney advocate for the bride and groom told the judge other people on the boat, other people on a boat! With D's nuts, screamed at him not to expose himself.
But he did.
No, D's. D's, no. Don't show your nuts. No. And he totally did. And the bride's father told the judge he had just walked his daughter down the aisle when D's nuts ruined her wedding. They were, quote, they were exchanging vows, and we had the disgusting experience observing this individual try to destroy our wedding.
Maybe he was pissed because that bitch was his.
That's so awesome.
Or the dude was his. I don't know. Something happened there.
Do you think,
he
like...
He didn't want that wedding taking place.
Do you think it was personal or just totally random? See, I was thinking it was like when you drive by and you see golfers about to take a swing, you're like, brr, brr.
Oh, yeah, that's so great. No,
like,
I don't know.
I don't drop my drawers and show him these nuts. Not by any means.
If he was on a boat...
You can do like, anything on a boat and get away with it.
Berger says Matt needs to quit smoking before the show. If you're talking about all the coughing, that's not me. That's Lyrical over
here.
That's
me.
That's not me.
If
he means I keep losing my spot, then yes, that is me, and I should probably quit smoking.
Probably.
Such amazing pot before the show. So, yeah, he was on the boat, he dropped his pants, and now he's in jail, so that fucking sucks for him.
Well, like, was it an invite-only wedding thing on
I'm sure it
because,
was.
Then it had to be personal.
Witnesses told the cops that, well, they were on a boat. I was thinking maybe it was like a lake, and they were just in the water, and they're like, look, a wedding, I'm gonna show him my nuts. All his friends are like, no, don't. And he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna. And here they are, you know, check out the boys.
I don't know.
If anyone wants to give my bride away, let it be my boys. But the witnesses told Deese wasn't done after the ceremony. Mr. Deese then dropped his pants again, a second time, showed his private parts to the reception. That's awesome, not once but twice. Oh, thank you very much. Deese said the mere fact there was a wedding going on gave him the motivation to expose himself. Totally random, I called it.
That's cool.
Just because I saw a wedding, I just had to do it. It's like when we see a wedding at Woodland Park and we're falfing and we're like, should we stop? And we're like, no, fuck it. We were falfing before they decided to get married here, so, you know.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I'm going to let my nuts hang out right now.
All right, and I have to mention this real quick. This is pretty sexy here. A woman in Manatee shit herself during a domestic violence arrest, and then she threw it at the cops, hitting one on the leg. She's kind of hot, too, which is fucked up, dude. She's kind of hot. She got her ass beat, or maybe she was doing the ass beating, but then she just shit and threw it at the cops.
Aw, dude.
Oh, when deputies went to arrest her, considering her the aggressor in the domestic violence situation. Yeah, totally, dude. She was all on that shit. Fuck you.
That's pretty gross.
That's gross, dude.
Imagine being that cop.
Nah. No way, dude.
Yeah.
She became hostile, tried to resist arrest. After taking Hager into custody, had heard her, deputies went to switch her from handcuffs to leg shackles before putting her in a transport van to take her to jail. And she, quote, violently jerked away. In response, a deputy pinned her against the rear of the transport van, and she told deputies at that point she had pooped her pants. So, she fucking, that's so fucked.
Ah, pooped my
you
pants.
You totally did that on purpose, you bitch.
Oh, fuck
you hateful
yeah, she
bitch.
Did, dude.
She was the aggressor in this. Can you imagine, like, just put some poor little man just, like, inside, just, like, crying tears that he just got his ass beat by his bitch-ass wife? And she's out there, like, flinging poop at the cops. That sucks. Yeah, he tried to put her in the van. She, quote, turned and grabbed fecal matter from her shorts and threw it, hitting a deputy on the thigh. Quote, damn, I only hit one of yous, she said. Total, dude. Deputies arrested her on charges of domestic aggravated battery, battery on a law enforcement officer, assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and resisting arrest without violence. Can you do that? That's weird.
Yeah, I guess.
With and without? Like, at first she was nonviolent, so...
That doesn't make sense, really.
It's one or the other. Once it becomes violent...
You can't say, here, have some hot / cold water right here.
Right,
you know?
Well, it was once hot and once cold. What is it now? It's lukewarm. Thank you. Yeah, that's weird. Just trying to rack up those fines, I guess. You know what, though? They're going to rape her in jail. Like, the wardens and the...
Oh, yeah.
All the deputies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then she'll just poop some more. So, all right. Well, we done?
I think...
You were done like 40 minutes
ago
when we started
this
show.
I tried to take a nap before the show, and I didn't.
Why is everyone I know so tired all the time? What's up with that?
I wasn't taking a nap. I wasn't tired. I was lying down and trying to end my life through meditation. Like, say, okay, I want to be dead now.
And you were
going
to meditate.
And not wake up.
You were going to transcend into a state of deadness?
I was hoping to, but then you fucking woke me up.
I thought you were hungry, and I was like, well, here's some fucking pizza, dude.
The pizza was a nice surprise.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
You are welcome.
But death would have been better.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com if you ever want to say hi or whatever. There's a contact form on the About Us page, 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message, or there's thejamhole.com/Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all that other shit. So,
don't forget thejamhole.com/donate.
If you like the show, toss us whatever spare change is in your PayPal account. We appreciate it. Help us buy Sean some cigarettes and all that. And, there's a new episode of The Hot Box up at hotboxpodcast.com if you guys are into the marijuana thing. We just recorded that last night. That was pretty awesome. So,
yeah.
Leave a message. You can send us postcards from where you live if you like the show. We'll put them up on the wall here, thejamhole.com/POBOX. And other than that, we'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. My name is Amham, and this is an Amham show.
Idiot. Idiot.
What?
This is the Jam Hole.
What?
This is the Jam Hole.
I tell you, I'm all over the place. Hey, everybody. My name is Amham again, and I just, you know, there's something burning in my brain, and I just got to get it out. I got to, like, I can't stop thinking about it. That's why I'm here. That's why you're listening to me.
Is it bladder infection?
No, it's not what is it called?
Bladder infection?
No. I'm not even going to go there. That's nasty. Who are you?
Bitch Kitty.
Hi, Bitch Kitty, and you are?
What?
Who are you? Nobody's ever heard of you.
So?
Well, okay, anyway, that's a Bitch Kitty. My name is Amham, and listen, what's burning on my mind today, let me tell you real quick, the Jam Hole, Matt, right, brought something up today. They have a new roommate right now. His name is Lyrical Sean, right? And from day one, they've been talking about a threesome, having a threesome with Danny and Sean and Matt, right? Which is really weird, and I can't fit this into my brain because don't you have to be gay as a guy to be in bed with another guy sexually, even if there is a girl involved?
Well, my friend was in love with a gay bartender, and she told me the only time she had a chance to get into bed with him was when he was with another guy.
But I don't get it. I mean, you have to be gay.
Or at least bi-curious.
There is no such thing. Bi is gay, whether you like the dick or you don't like the dick, right, when you're a guy.
Pretty much once it's consummated, you've done it.
I can't even picture it. I mean, I could not picture another guy in
bed with you.
I don't get it. But
no, I'll never happen.
Our best friend, the Sinan. You know the Sinan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does she do?
Huh? Well, she deals with social and mental issues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's a psychologist for the most part, right? I mean, she doesn't have her doctorate yet, but she's a therapist, per se. Anyway, she studied a lot of psychology, and she puts everything on somewhat of a scale. She evaluated me one time and said, I'm 90% straight. 90% straight, which is kind of insulting. What happened to the rest of the 10? I mean, you know, to make it a complete 100? I don't get it. But anyways, you have to be bisexual. So today I listened to the show, and I listened to them fucking talking about having a threesome, you know? And I wrote to Danny. I was like, hey, is Matt bi? And she goes, yeah, I think so. So, anyway, I can't get over it. Matt.
She'll find out soon enough.
I guess so. Matt, are you bisexual? If so, that means you're gay. Are you? We all want to know. I can't get over it. Is it true? Are you a gay man? Do you want to live a gay lifestyle, Matt? What do you think about shoes? What is your favorite kind of shoe?
Oh, don't bring up shoes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's what I needed to know. My name is Amham, and this is...
The Bitch Kitty.
I love you, Bitch Kitty. I'm not.
I know you do.
I'm not gay, by the way. I'm not a gay boy. But hey, my best friend, best man at my wedding is gay, and I have black friends, too, and all that kind of stuff, so don't get me wrong. I gotta go back outside and water my lawn. I love you all. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.